一起来查考教会的合一。
Thanks to the grace of God, this morning I'd like to share with you this topic, the unity of the church.
早上我从喜乐都来到伯恩教会。
This morning I came from Cerritos Church to Bowen Park Church.
经过高速公路。
And I passed through the freeway.
看到车子很多。
And I noticed there's a lot of cars.
速度很快。
And the speed, they were going very fast.
但是我在车里头啊，感觉到心里非常平安。
But then in my heart, I feel great peace.
因为我知道开车的人大多数都是守规矩的。
Because I figure a majority of the drivers on this freeway obey the rules.
当然，假如有人不守规矩的话。
And now if someone does not obey the rules,
这个一定发生车祸。
And then there might be an accident.
然后呢，交通大乱。
And then there might be congestion and traffic.
当然，我们也知道美国是一个高度文明的国家。
We know in America it is a very advanced society.
在各种的交通规则都定得非常好。
And its rule and regulations or ordinances are set very well.
不会说几天以后又来改规则。
It doesn't always change constantly.
所以我们总觉得在这边生活非常的有安全感。
And so we feel safe and secure in this life.
同样的道理。
And the same way,
在教会里面。
Likewise in the church.
假如弟兄姐妹大家要遵守神的道理。
If everyone keep onto the words of God,
我们真的能够感受到在主里的平安。
Then we can feel the peace of God.
假如有人要来更改神的道理。
Now, if someone wants to change the words of God,
就如同其他的教派一样。
And then it will be no different than other church.
把真道改变了。
To change the truth.
这样就会觉得说有一些混乱。
And then it will create chaos.
所以在圣经里头。
So from the Bible,
保罗他虽然被关在监牢，
even though Paul was imprisoned,
他很关心教会，
he still cared for the church.
所以他就在以弗所书第四章，
and then in Ephesians chapter 4,
他写下了一段很重要的话，
and he wrote an important passage.
请看以弗所书第四章，
let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4,
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。第二节。
2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。第三节。
3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这个地方告诉我们。
In this passage it tells us.
保罗他说，虽然他关在监牢。
He said, although I am in prison,
但是他很关心教会的发展。
But he's still concerned about the prosperity and growth of the church.
勉励得到救恩的弟兄姐妹。
And so he encouraged those believers who have received salvation.
神的救恩已经把罪的墙拆掉了。
That the salvation of God has broken down this wall of sin.
人跟神能够和好。
Now that we are reconciled toward God.
主耶稣圣灵的帮助。
And through His help of the Holy Spirit,
也让我们人跟人也能够和好。
So that between man and man, we can have this harmony.
这个奇妙的恩典。
And this wonderful, miraculous grace.
领受了之后。
After we have come to receive it.
我们行事为人要对得起神的恩典。
Then we as human beings are able to receive worthy this grace of God.
那我们要怎么样对得起主的恩典呢？
So how are we called worthy to the grace of God?
保罗要我们在教会要过一个合一的生活。
And so Paul wants us to live in the church with a heart of unity.
那么要怎么样才能够合一呢？
And how do we come to achieve this unity?
从第二节这里保罗说，
And so verse 2, Paul wrote,
说凡事要谦虚。
And all lowliness,
谦虚能够促进合一。
And lowliness will produce unity.
耶稣基督他是天上的神。
Jesus Christ is the God in heaven.
但是看到这个世界的罪恶。
But when he saw the sins of this world,
纷争战争很多。
The disputes and the wars,
因为罪的缘故，这个世界是乱成一团。
And because of sin, this world was thrown into chaos.
从古到今天。
From ancient until today.
我们看到这个世界不是平安的。
We see that this world is not a harmonious one.
那么主耶稣来到世上，他要为人赎罪。
And so Jesus came to this world in order to wash away
the sins
of man. 要把人从罪当
中把他救出来。
To redeem man from his sin.
所以耶稣自己他道成肉身了。
And so Jesus himself was God manifested in flesh.
他取了奴仆的样式。
He came as a servant.
以人的这种身份。
And from as a man.
然后来到这个世界。
He came to this world.
他谦卑顺服。
And he humbled himself.
顺服天父的旨意。
Submit himself to the will of God.
是被钉在十字架上面。
And then he was crucified upon the cross.
完成了这个救恩。
And to complete the salvation.
耶稣的谦卑。
And the humility of Christ.
他是表现在顺服上面。
Is manifested in his submission.
因为他的顺服。
And because of his submission.
所以他完成这个救恩。
So he was able to complete salvation.
我们在恩典里的人啊。
And so we who are in the salvation of God.
我们就能够感受到。
We can also feel
在基督里我们是一家人
that in Christ we are a family.
所以我们今天也要效法耶稣基督。
And so today we are also to follow Jesus Christ.
我们要谦卑。
We need to be humble.
就要学会顺服。
We need to learn to submit.
譬如说
For example,
我们参加信徒会议。
When we attend a congregation meeting,
很多信徒都很关心教会
and a lot of members concern for the church,
很希望教会能够越来越好
and hope, everyone hope the church can be better.
譬如说有一个弟兄
for instance, a brother,
他看了圣经以后
after he read the Bible,
他知道教会啊，若能够像一家人啊
he recognized that church, everyone can be like a family.
这个教会就如同在地如天的教会啊。
And then this church will be like heaven on earth.
这个有没有根据呢？
And does this have biblical reference?
在以弗所书第二章十九节。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
这里就告诉我们，我们不是外人，不是客人，我们是在神国里头，是一家人啊。
It tells us that we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but we are members of the household of God.
这个是圣经的教训啊。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
这不是单单知识。
This is not just knowledge.
我们真的要追求到像一家人。
And so we need to pursue to be as a one household.
所以他提了一个案。
And so he proposed.
但是这个案例要有执行的办法。
But this proposal needs to be able to be carried out.
他研究圣经了。
So he studied the Bible.
怎么样像一家人。
How to be like a household.
圣经告诉我们这个团契的生活。
And so the Bible tells us about the spirit of fellowship.
团契到底什么叫团契呢？
And what does it mean to have this fellowship?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
就是弟兄姐妹要先认识。
And that the brother and sister are to know each other.
关怀。
And to care for one another.
互相信任。
And then to trust one another.
然后在真道上分享。
And then to share the words of God with one another.
彼此相爱。
And to love one another.
最后能够以那个团队的精神来侍奉神。
And then in the spirit of fellowship to be able to serve God together.
这一定能够达成一家人的地步了。
And this can achieve the unity of a household.
他的整个案例都合乎圣经的道理。
And so it is according to the words in the Bible.
他就提出来了。
And so he proposed the idea.
经过信徒会议的讨论。
And after discussion in the congregation meeting,
没有被通过,
it did not pass.
没有被接受,
it was not accepted.
你想这个弟兄会怎么想呢?
And what do you think this brother's reaction would be?
当他是一个谦卑的人,
and of course, he humbled himself.
他就会顺服会议的决定。
If he is humble, he will submit to the result of the meeting.
他一定会这样想。
And then he would think,
我们的开会啊。是奉主耶稣圣名开会。
Our meeting was conducted in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们也经过祷告。
Everyone prayed about it.
就圣灵运行在我们当中。
So the Holy Spirit moved among all of us.
那么主耶稣他掌握一切。
And Jesus, Lord Jesus is the head of all things.
他能够判断是非。
He can judge what is right and wrong.
所以这个弟兄能够从神的道理去想。
And so this brother is able to go from the words of the Bible.
那么既然没有被接受,
since it was not accepted,
不表示我这个案题不好啊。
He would think he would accept that means his proposal is not a good idea.
可能我的解释弟兄姐妹还不清楚。
Perhaps my explanation to brother and sister is still not very clear.
可能是时候还没有到。
Or perhaps the timing is just not right.
所以他毫无怨言。
And so he just retreat.
他不会怪罪说，哎，某某人怎么反对我啊？
He would not blame others as to why they did not accept his proposal.
不会责备说，哎，哪一个人不懂道理啊？
Or is accused as others not understanding the words of God.
一个真正认识道理的人，
One who truly understands the words of God, he would put God as the Lord of all. He would respect God and be lowly. And of course, but he will not be shaken in terms of his belief. Because as a household, this is to pastor one another. And it is the foundation of the prosperity of the church. And so in his daily living, he will communicate more with brothers and sisters. 我怎么样来表达
对于这个案题的里头的这个意义。
How would I better explain the meaning and the spirit behind this proposal?
我想我们在教会里面能够尊重教会。
I believe in the church, if we can submit to the church,
相信主耶稣在我们当中,
and believe that Jesus is among all of us,
我们就知道什么叫顺服了,
and then we will know what is the meaning of submission.
顺服就是一种谦卑的表现。
To submit is an example of humility.
大家顺服就不会有纷争。
If every one of us submit to one another, we would not be arguing.
就会合一了。
We will be unity as one.
好，那么以弗所书的第四章
，and then Ephesians chapter 4,
第二节
，verse 2,
这里又告诉我们要温柔
，and it says and gentleness.
什么叫做温柔
？What does it mean to be in gentleness?
一般人的观念
，according to common concept,
要有好脾气。
Is to have good temper.
不要随便发脾气。
It is not an ill-tempered person.
这个叫温柔。
And this is what's called gentle.
但是我们再深一层去想。
But then if we go deeper,
到底温柔是什么呢?
What does it mean to be gentle?
温柔就是不该生气的时候你不可以生气。
And that is to say, when we are not, do not have the right to be angry, we should not be angry.
该生气的时候你一定要生气。
But when we are to be angry, we should be angry.
这就是温柔了。
And this is called gentleness.
我们看看主耶稣。
If we look at Lord Jesus,
当有人向拿单业介绍耶稣的时候,
when someone introduced Nathanael to Lord Jesus Christ,
拿单业实在是说话很直接。
And Nathanael was a very straightforward person.
他说，拿撒勒这个地方能够出什么好的东西呢？
So he said, how could any good come out of the city of Nazareth?
这个是对人很不礼貌的一种说法。
This is a very disrespectful way of saying about Jesus.
但是主耶稣知道了。
But Lord Jesus understood.
主耶稣走过来。
So Jesus draw close.
主耶稣没有责备他。
And Jesus did not rebuke him.
主耶稣先看他的优点。
And so Jesus looked at his good side.
主耶稣说
，And so Jesus said,
你是心中没有诡诈的真以色列人。
That you are a true Israelite with no hidden things.
你想想看，拿单也听到主耶稣这么讲啊。
And so when Nathanael heard Jesus say this,
他一定很感动的。
And he was quite moved.
我刚刚才批评他呢。
I just rebuked you.
怎么他现在反而赞美我呢
？How is it that you in return praise me?
这个不是一般人啊。
This person must be unique.
再继续跟他谈啊。
And so he continued to converse with him.
最后才发现，哎呀，耶稣就是救世主啊。
And then he realized that Lord Jesus is the Savior.
所以我们可以看到，耶稣是极其的柔和谦卑。
And so we can see how Jesus exemplifies himself in lowliness and gentleness.
但是有一次主耶稣生气了。
But there was once in which Jesus was also angry.
一个那么柔和的人怎么会生气呢？
How can one so gentle be angry?
请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
请看十三节。
Verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了。耶稣就上耶路撒冷去十四节
14.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里十五节
15.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子把牛羊都赶出去赶出店去到处兑换银钱之人的银钱推翻他们的桌子十六节
16.
又对卖鸽子的说把这些东西拿去不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方我们看到主耶稣在这里生气了。
We see that Jesus got angry.
他竟然把那些做买卖的把他赶出去了。
He casually cast out those merchants who were conducting business at the temple.
兑换银钱之人的银钱 然后兑换他把他们的桌子都吞倒了。
And he poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables.
你看主耶稣这种动作不是很粗鲁吗？
Isn't Jesus' action very abrupt?
这是表现耶稣生气啊。
And that means Jesus was very angry.
非常的生气啊。
He was very angry.
为什么主耶稣要生气呢？
Why is Jesus very angry at this moment?
圣殿是敬拜神的地方。
Because the temple is a place in which one worship God.
是引导人认识神的地方。
It is a place in which to guide one to God's presence.
这些人把这个敬拜神的地方当作买卖的地方。
But then here, these people have treated God's temple as a place of business.
把人的心引诱到这个世界这个财力去了。
And to lead the hearts of men into wealth and money.
让人看不到神。
So that people cannot see God.
让人看不到真正的福气是在于神啊。
And cannot see that the true blessing is in the hands of God.
离弃神是多么可怕。
How frightening it is to depart away from God.
当有一个人快要离弃神的时候。
But when one is about to depart away from God.
你不着急吗？
Are you not afraid and nervous?
做的悖逆神的事情，你不生气吗？
If you've done something wrong against God, would you not be afraid?
你应该赶快啊，把它挽回过来。
Then you would try your very best to return him.
而不是说没关系吧。
And instead of saying, "Oh, it's okay."
这个就是让那个离开神的人越离越远了。
Because then that person will depart further and further away.
我们看到这个摩西啊。
When we look at Moses.
摩西圣经说他是极其。柔和谦卑的人。
God says that Moses is a humble and lowly in heart.
他上山领受了神给他两块的滑板，就十条诫命。
He went up to the mountain and spoke with God and received the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
当他下山的时候。
And then when he returned from the mountain.
山下吵吵闹闹。
And he saw that there was a lot of noise at the camp.
哎呀，百姓拜金牛犊了。
And then he realized that the multitude, the people, have worshipped a golden calf.
这个是非常亵渎神啊。
And this is a great sin against God.
这个时候的摩西，他怎么表现呢？
And how did Moses react to this?
是非常的生气啊。
So he was very furious.
气得把手上两块滑板把它摔下去啊。
And so angry to the point he threw the tablets in which he had just received.
这个时候的天上的神。
And at this time, the God in heaven.
更加生气。
Was even more furious.
他跟摩西说,
and so he said to Moses,
这些人背逆我,
These people have sinned against me.
应该要把他毁灭掉。
They have betrayed me. They shall be destroyed.
摩西为他们代求。
And then Moses interceded for the people.
但是我们可以知道,
so we can know,
摩西生气了。
But Moses was also angry.
因为百姓离弃神了。
Because the people have departed away from God.
去拜偶像了。
To worship after idols.
所以说我们对于那种会让人离开救恩的事情。
And so we realize that those things that enables one to depart away from God's salvation.
我们不能够静默不言的。
We cannot sit silently and not do anything.
大陆有一个弟兄。
In China, there was a brother.
他去书店买了一本书。
He went to the bookstore and bought a book.
那个书叫做《异端与邪教》。
And that book was called Heresies.
他看到内容了。
And he read it, and he was shocked.
他心里很着急。
And so he was, he read it, and he was not at peace.
这是亵渎神的。
And these words are a blasphemy against God.
这个是毁谤真耶稣教会的。
And these words actually rebuked the Church of God.
这个假如说大家都看了以后就糟糕了。
And he thought to himself, if anyone read this book, it's a great
calamity. 有多少人找不到真神啊？
Then how many people will be blinded from seeking the truth?
他就赶快告诉传道人。
And so he quickly told the pastor.
传道人看了又很紧张。
And so when the pastor read this, he was also quite nervous.
怎么办呢？
What are we to do?
就跟教会这些长子大家来讨论啊。
And so he discussed with the church members.
他决定要写一封信给有关单位。
And so they decided to write a letter to this publisher.
哎，真的写过去了。
And so they indeed wrote this letter.
不久之后。
Not long after.
感谢主。
Praise and thank God.
有关单位啊，他就下令了。
And then this author who wrote it.
哎，把所有这个书架上的这本书全部拿下来。
To recall all the books from the shelves.
要把它烧掉。
And to burn it.
那么这个有关单位他们在他们的刊物上面以两个月的时间登道歉的启事。
And then for 2 months after, they wrote a letter of apology.
那向我们真耶稣教会道歉。
And wrote an apology to our church.
所以从这一点我们可以了解。
And so from this simple matter,
会败坏人的灵性的,
to destroy the spirituality of others,
会使人离开真道的,
to things that enable one to depart from salvation of God,
我们不能够静默不言啊,
we cannot just sit idly and do
nothing, 我们要抢救灵魂啊,
but we need to fight for people's souls.
所以这个时候你不可以静默不言啊,
and so at this time, we cannot just sit silently.
你不可以说我不生气啊。
You cannot say, I am not going to show any anger.
什么时候不生气呢?
When do we not show anger?
还是跟得救没有什么关系的?
When things that does not pertain to salvation,
我们就不该生气。
Then we need not to show our anger.
有一个老先生,
There was an old man.
他到邮局去办事情。
He went to the post office to do some things.
他走到一个柜台。
So he went to the cashier.
啊，请那个年轻人替他办事情。
And so he asked the young man at the cashier to do
something for him. 这个年轻人啊就直接骂他了。
And this young man very directly just yelled at him.
你是瞎眼吗?
Are you blind?
你没有眼睛吗?
Do you not have eyes?
哎呀，一个年轻人对老人家这么样凶啊。
And this young man was so mean to this old man.
但这个老先生很有修养。
But this man was very well cultivated.
他看一看这个牌，这个牌子啊。
So he looked up and he looked at the signboard.
啊，这个年轻人讲对不起，我看错了。
And then he apologized to this young man and said, "I'm sorry, I did not see it."
找到一个对的地方去办事情了。
And then he went to the right place to do take care of business.
老先生回去之后
，And then after the old man returned,
一直为这个年轻人在思考。
And so he was thinking about this young man.
这个年轻人都不懂得控制自己的情绪。
Now, this young man did not know how to have self-control.
有一天一定会出事情。
One day he will fall into calamity.
老先生出于爱心。
And so this old man, out of love,
写了一封信提醒这邮局啊。
And then wrote a letter to, as a reminder to this post office.
你们要注意你们办事人员的情绪啊。
He said, you should watch out your customer service.
然后请他的孩子啊寄信到邮局去。
And then he asked his children to send this letter to the post office.
他孩子问爸爸说：“你寄信给邮局要做什么呢？”
He said, "Why do you even bother sending a letter to the post office?"
他爸爸就把这个过程告诉他。
And so this old man explained what happened.
他孩子生气了。
And his son was, his children was
爸爸
very angry.
你怎么那么没有脾气啊？
He said, "Dad, how come you were so mellow?"
你应该好好教训这个年轻人啊。
You should have just yelled back at this young man.
太没有礼貌了。
And he said, "He is so disrespectful."
他爸故意跟他讲啊。
And then his father said to him,
是的，我也知道要骂他了。
He said, "I know I should have probably yelled, teach him."
你知道吗？
But did you know?
我想要骂他的时候啊。
When I was about to educate him,
我看那年轻人把他抽屉拉出来啊。
That this young man opened his drawer.
我一看，哎，一把枪。
And I noticed there is a gun in his drawer.
他说，你讲我应该骂他吗？
And then you said, should I even talk back to this person?
他孩子说，哎呀，爸爸还是你聪明啊。
And then his son replied, say, oh, Dad, you are still wise.
他的爸爸才跟他讲。
And so his father said to him,
你这个观念不对啊。
He said, this concept of yours is wrong.
你认为恶人就不要骂他。
You feel like this evil person, then you shall not scold at him.
你认为好人就应该骂他。
That if he's a good person, then you can yell at him.
这叫欺善怕恶，这是不对的。
Then that means you are afraid of wickedness and you mistreat those who are good.
哎，我们做人不可以这样子。
But we are not to do this.
我们应该要退一步。
That we should take a step back.
把大事化小事。
To take a big matters and make into small matters.
哎，小事化无事啊。
And then small matters then treat it as
nothing. 我们身为一个基督徒，
we who are Christians,
假如跟那个得救没有关系的，
if things that are not pertaining to salvation,
圣经告诉我们宁可吃亏，
and the Bible tells us that it is better for us to give up,
宁可受欺负，
it is better to be mistreated,
宁可让步，
and it is better to take a step back,
因为深渊在神，
because it is God who avenges.
所以我说该生气的时候你要生气。
And so when it is time for us to properly show anger,
不该生气的时候你不要生气。
But when it is not, we should not.
假如教会大家能够遵守这个原则。
If everyone in church can obey by this kind of spirit,
教会是会合一的。
Then the church will be in unity.
因为大家都在真理的这个指引之下。
Because everyone will be under the guidance of the truth.
好，那保罗又继续说。
And then Paul continued to say,
比如所说的第四章。
In Ephesians chapter 4,
第四章呢第二节
in chapter 4, verse 2,
这里又谈到忍耐
and it talks about long suffering.
忍耐能够促进合一吗？
And can long-suffering contribute to unity?
是的，仁爱可以促进合一。
Yes, it can.
为什么呢
？How so?
我们要了解到
，We must understand.
在教会里面呢、啊，信徒的灵性各有不同。
That in the church, everyone's spiritual cultivation is different.
至少圣经告诉我们。
At least the Bible tells us.
信徒的灵性分作三种。
The spirituality of members consists of three.
第一种呢
？The first.
就是哥林多前书。
It's recorded in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
在第一节这个地方。
In chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，我们从前对你们说话。不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。哥林多的教会如同婴孩一样。
Here says the member in Corinth is as babes in Christ.
因为第三节说你们是属肉体，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。
Because he said in verse 3, you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions.
当你看到我们弟兄姐妹。很喜欢跟人家嫉妒纷争的时候
，When you see our brother and sister like to fight and to have disputes,
你就知道，哎呀，他的灵性还在婴孩的程度、啊。
Then you will realize that this person's spirituality is still as babes.
有哪一个大人跟婴孩在那边争吵呢
？And do an adult strife with a young a child?
是不会的。
He probably would not.
会原谅他。
He will forgive him.
会包容他。
He will receive him.
另外一种信徒
，Another kind of member，
在以弗所书
，is recorded in Ephesians。
以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4。
以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4，
十四节
，verse 14。
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。这里告诉我们，有些信徒像小孩子。
That some members are like children,
很容易被骗
very easily deceived.
譬如说，有些人病祷告没有得到医治。
For instance, some may have a sickness, they pray, but they did not receive healing.
有其他教会的人说，你看，你们教会祷告没有功效。
And then other, they may be another church may say to him, say, see, your church is ineffective because you pray.
你们教会没有神。
And your church have no God.
你们教会不是真的。
Your church is not true.Because you did not receive healing.
是这样吗
？But is this so?
你看保罗啊
，If we look at Paul,
他身上有一根刺。
Paul says that there is a thorn.
应该是一个很严重的病啊。
Meaning perhaps that there is certain sickness that he encounters.
他祷告了三次啊。
And so he prayed thrice.
主耶稣没有医治他。
But Lord Jesus did not heal him.
但主耶稣跟他讲，我的恩典够你用。
But Jesus instead said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
难道病没有得到医治？表示教会没有能力吗
？If he's sick and he did not receive healing, does it mean that the church is powerless?
我们要明白神的旨意。
We must come to understand the will of God.
所以不要受骗了。
And so let us not be deceived.
所以呢，我们不能够像小孩。
And so we are not to be like children.
我们要像成人啊。
But we are to be like adults.
在希伯来书第五章。
In Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第五章十四节，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹。一个灵性长大成人的
，One who is spiritually mature，
他就能够分辨好坏。
They are able to tell what is right and wrong。
他也能够包容那些软弱的人。
They are able to receive those who may be weak。
所以我们大家要追求灵性成长。
And so we all pursue for spiritual growth.
不要像婴孩，不要像小孩。
Let us not be babes or children.
所以在真教会里面
，So in the true church of God,
当然也会有婴孩，也会有小孩。
Of course, there will be those who are like babes and those who are like children.
我们忍耐，我们包容。
We must have long suffering. We must be willing to receive.
不是消极的。
It is not a negative.
我们要积极的。
We must be more optimistic.
来帮助他们成长。
And to help them how to grow.
那怎么帮助他们成长
？How do we help them to grow?
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
那么第二节那里又说。
In verse 2 it continues to say.
用爱心互相宽容。
And that we are to bear with one another in love.
你忍耐要进一步就用爱心来帮助他。
And to have achieved this long suffering, we are to achieve it by bearing one another in love.
譬如说有人。那个得罪我们了、
For instance, someone may have wrong against us.
欺负我们了、
They may have mistreated us.
你要怎么面对这个问题呢?
And how are you to treat this situation?
我们看主耶稣怎么说?
Let's look at how Jesus treats us.
请看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章请看39节。
Chapter 5 verse 39.
只是我告诉你们不要跟恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸转过来给他打。这个地方告诉我们。
Here, this passage tells us.
有人打你右脸的时候。
Whoever slap you on your right cheek.
主耶稣说不要跟他作对。
He said, do not resist.
什么意思呢？你不要还手。
And that means do not fight back.
不但不还手啊。
Instead of fighting back.
这里说左脸转过来再给他打。
But here it teaches us to turn our other cheek for
them to strike. 有些人不太了解这个道理。
And so we must understand the teaching behind this.
这怎么会这样做呢?
Now, how are we supposed to achieve this?
他打我，我不还手就不错了。
That someone, if they don't hit me, I don't strike back is already good enough.
怎么昨天他要转过来给他打?
How is it possible that I turn my other cheek for him to strike?
我们看这个四十节一直到四十四节就知道了。
And then if we continue reading from verse 40 to 44,
尤其在44节这个地方,
especially in verse 44,
只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you.
不但你要爱你的仇敌啊,
not only you to love your enemies,
还要为他祷告,
but you have to pray for your enemies.
真的不简单。
It's not easy.
这个就好像你左脸被打了。
This is like you turning your other cheek for
them to slap. 不是真的说左脸转过来再让他打一下，不是这样子。
It's not like you physically turn your other cheek for them to slap.
在约翰福音十八章那里记载。
In John, it tells us.
耶稣被打了。
When Jesus was struck.
耶稣并没有说，哎，那左边这人再打一下。
Did Jesus turn his other cheek and say, "Continue to hit me"?
耶稣没有这样讲。
Jesus did not do that.
耶稣只是告诉他们。
But Jesus said to them.
我讲的若不对，你告诉我。
He said, "If what I speak it is wrong, you can tell me."
我讲的对，你为什么打我呢
？But if what I speak is right, then why did you hit me?
但是这些人非常的霸道。
But then these people are very cruel.
继续的来逼迫耶稣。
Very brutal, and they continue to beat Jesus.
钉在十字架上面。
They wanted to nail Jesus on the cross.
耶稣在十字架的时候。
And so when Jesus was up on the cross, he was suffering.
他祷告了。
And so he prayed.
父啊，你要原谅这些无知的人。
He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
真的是不简单啊。
It is not easy.
这个比昨天被打一下
更不容易啊。This is more difficult than turning the other cheek to be physically slapped again.
这就是爱心。
And this is some manifestation of love.
所以面对教会里面有冲突的时候。
And so when we encounter obstacles in church.
应该遵照这个原则。
And then we should keep to this principle.
不作对。
We should not fight back.
要以爱为他代祷。
But we should use love to guide them.
有人说这个太抽象了。
And you may say this is too unrealistic.
怎么去爱他呢
？How are we to love one like that?
怎么为他代祷呢
？How do we pray for them?
主耶稣又这样说。
Jesus also continued to say.
我们看马太十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
十八章的十五节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。这告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
当弟兄得罪你的时候
，When your brother sinned against you，
你应该趁着只有他跟你在一起的时候跟他讲你不对了。
Go and tell him it's all between you and him alone。
你很诚恳跟他讲。
And so you tell them very sincerely。
但是他若不听的话。
And if he does not hear you,
十五节说，十六节说，他都不听，你就带一两个人再去劝他。
Then take with you one or two more.
这一两个人当然是要有道理的人呐。
Of course, taking these one or two more, meaning those who also have the word of God.
是站在道理这边的人呐。
Those who stand on the word of God.
然后用道理劝勉他。
And to use the word of God to encourage them.
他若在不听的时候。
And if he continues to not listen.
十七节说要告诉教会。
Then 17 it says.
这个很重要。
This is a very important.
今天很多人对教会不认识。
To tell the church, and a lot of people do not understand the church.
有人认为说教会只是个组织，人的组织。
They may say the church is only a human organization.
这是只是对了一半。
This is only half right.
教会是人的组织没有错。
That church indeed is an organization of people.
但这个组织跟社会的组织不一样。
But then this organization is different than the organization in society.
你看，我们弟兄姐妹要成为教会的一份子。
You know, as because we know brother and sister when they come together to make up this organization.
一定要经过大学习的。 一定要经过洗礼。
But because we need to go through the baptism in water.
洗礼有赦罪的功效。
And water has the power to wash away our sin.
他才能够成为我们教会的一份子。
And then he could be a part of our church.
其他的组织有没有赦罪的功效？
And the other church organizations, do they have the power of the remission of sin?
没有的。
They do not.
再来，我们教会的这些长职负责人传道。
And in addition, the ministers, the pastors, the elders, deacons,
他们要被选的时候,
when they are to be elected,
要符合圣经的条件,
they must be abide by the rules and regulation of
要有圣灵,
the Bible with the Holy Spirit,
要有信心,
to have faith,
要有好名声,
to have good reputation,
要有智慧,
to have wisdom.
是要有这样属灵的条件,
so even though they have these spiritual requirements,
有的地方的教会是要经过好几个层次才能够被推选出来。
That they may have go through a very thorough process in order to be nominated.
所以教会这个组织跟社会不一样。
And so this church organization is different than that of the world.
是照神的道理来组成的。
It is established through the word of God.
所以被称作基督的身体。
And therefore we are all called the body of Christ.
所以基督的身体有属灵的权柄。
And so the body of Christ have the spiritual authority.
就像18节那里所说的。
Just like in verse 18.
凡在地上所捆绑，在天上也要捆绑。
And so surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上释放的，天上也要释放。
And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
所以你看我们为牧道之施洗。
And so when we wash baptism for our true seeker friends,
所以赦免了。
Their sins have been forgiven.
所以主耶稣也赦免他的罪了。
And so God also forgive their sins.
这个是教会的权柄啊。
And this is the spiritual authority of the church.
所以我们不能够轻看教会。
And so we should not look lightly upon the church.
不能够把教会看作跟一般社会的组织一样。
So we should not look at church as the, or any organization in society.
所以你有什么事情要告诉教会？ 有什么事情啊？ 就是解决不了的事情要提到教会。
And so if there's any matter we need to be brought to church,
教会的职会会去处理。
And then the church council will address the issue.
教会所决定的事情。
And whatever was decided by the church,
我们要顺服要接受。
Then we should submit and receive it.
这里告诉我们,
and this tells us,
假如他是不听教会的话,
if he is not refuses to hear,
就看他像外邦人跟税吏一样。
And then it says, go for a little further, then you should treat him as the heathens.
所以对一个得罪你的人,
and so one who sinned against you,
这个就是用爱心去处理啊,
then we use love to treat it.
要经过这么好多层次,
to go through all these processes.
这是主耶稣的教导,
and this is the teaching of Jesus.
所以我们要顺服主的教导,
so we need to submit to the teaching of Jesus.
我们不要因为说对哪一个人有不太满意,
and we cannot say because we are not happy with a certain individual.
尤其在电子邮件很方便，写信啊，到处散花。
And then we write email, especially so convenient today, to spread the words against them.
这是对教会的不尊重。
And this is actually not showed any respect to the church.
这是不应该的。
And this should not be so.
好，所以我们要促进教会合一。
And so we should strive to have this unity in the church. We need to do everything by the words of the Bible. Look at Ephesians chapter
4.
Ephesians chapter
4,
verse
3. 这里告诉我们, 用和平彼此联络。
Here it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
两边的人和好呢?
How do we have two sides to come together in peace?
一个重要的原则,
and very important principle is,
就是我们刚刚所说的,
just as we have just mentioned,
主耶稣的教导,
it is through the teaching of
在主耶稣的教导当中,
Jesus.
在主耶稣的教导当中,
in the teachings of Jesus,
一个很重要的观念,
a very important principle,
彼此的赦免,
is to forgive one another.
这个是非常重要。
And this is very important.
两方都懂得赦免的道理。
And that both sides are
able,饶恕的道理,
able and willing to forgive one another,
才能够和平的,
can come together in unity.
这个能够和平的是靠圣灵的帮助。
And coming together unity is through the help of the Holy Spirit.
教会的合一本来是圣灵所赐的。
The unity of the church is established by the Spirit of God.
但是你也要尽你的本分。
But we also need to do our best.
比如说,
for instance,
美满的婚姻,
a good marriage
是神所赐给你的,
has been provided to us by God.
但是你也要尽力按照神的道理去维持婚姻的
But then each one of us also need to strive to achieve and to maintain this good marriage. This unity of Jesus' church is provided by God. From 60 countries and districts, we have established our church. And then in all these areas, the church is as one.
是谁的能力?
It is through the power of God.
是圣灵的能力.
It is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God.
明年呢, 那个我们世界代表大会要在我们洛杉矶举开.
In next year, the World Delegates Conference will be held in Southern California.
你可以去观察,
you can go and observe.
来自世界各地不同的代表,
that all the delegates from different parts of the world and spirit come together as one.
哎,
but then we human beings also need to strive to keep that
unity.
And how do we try?
顺服圣灵的带领,
and that is to submit ourselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us when we pray, the Holy Spirit will guide us.
我们有什么错误,
and when we have any wrong,
圣灵会感动,
that the Holy Spirit will move us, will remind us,
就要改进啊,
and then we need to improve.
哎, 我们都不能够改变自己,
if we cannot change ourselves,
你怎么说, 圣灵有能力呢?
Can you say that the Holy Spirit has power?
当我们顺服圣灵的时候,
but when we submit to the Holy Spirit,
我们改变了,
we change.
我们变得越来越好,
we change to become
你就肯定,
better.
哎, 真的圣灵很有, 很有能力啊,
and then you will experience that truly the Holy Spirit is powerful.
当你肯定圣灵有能力的时候,
and when you confirm the power of the Holy Spirit,
你就有信心,
then you will have faith.
成为和平的使者,
then you will be a messenger of peace.
来帮助弟兄姐妹能够在真道上合一,
to help brother and sister in the truth, in the message.
哎, 这就是我们该尽的本分,
and this is what we need to try our best.
要祷告,
to pray,
要顺服圣灵,
to submit to the Holy Spirit,
要在真道上合一,
and to in truth achieve this
我们若能够在真道上合一,
unity. If we can have this unity in truth,
这是神所喜欢的,
this is pleasing to God.
你一定会看到教会就开始发展,
and then you can see God, church continue to
prosper. 所以教会的合一是太重要了,
and so unity is very important.
所以我们大家努力要来促进教会的合一,
and so let us all strive for the unity of the church.
唱诗,
let's sing hymn
198首,
198. Thank you.
坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典。
Thanks to the grace of God.
来带领我们教会的发展。
That can guide through the growth of our church.
那我们若知道有哪些软弱的，我们祷告当中为他代祷。
And for those who we know are weak, in our prayer, let us remember them.
希望大家都能够长大成人。
And we also hope everyone can be spiritually mature.
让真教会成为一个荣耀的教会。
That the true church may be a glorious church.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.